aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My problem isn't what to talk about. My problem isn't trying to find enough to cover. My problem is trying to focus all of the information and try to break it all down. It is the 26th day already of January 2014. We're going to be here as we are every Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Due to all the global warming, I was not here Friday because to drive into town when you have an ice sheet on the roads where it only happens every 2 or 3 years in the past in Austin, the public does not know how to drive on ice. It's kind of like Native Americans coming in contact with smallpox. 90%+ would die, but only a few percent of Europeans would die from it. I liken it to the same thing. It is crash up derby. Crash up derby everywhere. In fact, it froze up Thursday night. I was driving home from work at 8 o'clock and went over some overpasses that were frozen, black ice, and saw cars just smashing and crashing everywhere because they hit it and feel their car move, and they slam on their brakes, and the car turns sideways and crashes. I'm not good on driving on ice like they are in Chicago or places like Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota, but I'm better than Austin ice. And all the Californians that have moved here and others who never deal with snow and ice, because I grew up in Dallas where 4 or 5 times a year, it would ice up all over the highways and learn how to drive on it. But I just was not going to do the death race to come in here Friday, because a lot of my crew lives in North Austin. I was not about to have them run the gauntlet of driving 20 miles through road warrior level car crashes. I mean, every side street, every overpass, they're still fishing cars out of the bushes. I was driving over by my parents that live in South Austin yesterday with my kids, and there was just smashed cars everywhere. And it's an example of how the American people have lived in liberty so long. We haven't been perfect, but compared to other countries, we were the highest rated for freedom until the last few decades. Now we're way down the chart and listed as a tyranny by most major universities. You can look that up. But we're not accustomed to tyranny and hardcore corruption running rampant. And so it's almost like we don't have an immune system to it, and have been taught for decades that no corruption exists in government. Corruption is only in the individual. No corruption exists anywhere. There's no secret plans. There's no corrupt groups. There's nothing behind Enron doubling and tripling power prices. Of course, it came out that there was. And with Al Gore, they drew up the plan for worldwide robbery called the carbon tax. But alas, I digress. I am here and I am live, and there is no ice on the roads. In fact, it vanished the next afternoon like vampires at high noon when it went up to 65 degrees. It was 70 degrees today, and I went for a little swim at the local watering hole at the local Barton Springs area, and it was nice to swim a couple laps in the 70-degree broad daylight sun. Now, here's the deal. Huge broadcast lined up today. When I say I don't feel worthy to bring you this information, there are so many facets, so many angles. I'm just going to try to do the best I can. But it is amazing what we're dealing with. Obama has launched a chilling purge against political enemies. That is red-linked on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I worked on this story yesterday with Paul Watson. He published it this morning. No rest for those that don't want to be slaves, I can tell you. Why do I work a lot of times at 10 o'clock at night, like I did Friday night, putting up a video about the emergency situation? Because I can feel the tyrant's breath on my neck. If you study history, folks, this is cancer. We know what this is. Emergency. Obama has launched purge. That ties into Homeland Security Secretary. Illegals have right to be citizens. Obama will legalize them by dictatorial fiat. That ties into huge news on the NSA front. Several states considering NSA nullifying bills. NSA also serves as economic interest, giving data to select corporations, Snowden says. Told you that many years ago. We just got so much coming up today. You'll want to stay with us on the economic front especially. in the last 50 years.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
Calling themselves members of the Weather Underground, last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And it is the 26th day of January 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, going out nationwide. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me just give you the headlines here. Obama launches chilling purge against political enemies. That's our top story. We're going to be breaking it down in great detail coming up first here in just a few minutes. That ties into Homeland Security Secretary. Illegals have earned a right to be citizens. That's a quote. Bloomberg reports Obama's plan to use executive action triggers criticism. It should trigger impeachment. Here's the Associated Press. White House warns Obama could go around Congress. This is unprecedented tyranny. This is unprecedented tyranny. Thank you so much again for joining us on this Sunday Worldwide Edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. So if you just joined us, Obama launches chilling purge against political enemies. This is going to be our top story. I cannot even believe how brazen this is. And I shot an emergency video Friday night, or Thursday night, when I first learned of this. We have a new article out today at Infowars.com. Obama launches chilling purge against political enemies. Dinesh D'Souza, one of the greatest documentary filmmakers of all time, second highest grossing, and, of course, the former governor of Virginia, McDonald, have both pled not guilty, but have been charged literally on stuff that is 1/10,000th what Obama openly does, and it's questionable if even an ethics committee would get him in trouble for what they've done. I mean, it is incredible. And again, I'm nonpartisan, folks. I was a big critic of Bush. If I saw Democrats being persecuted like this, like Nixon was doing, but he was doing, again, 1/1000th on the case of Nixon, what Obama's doing. If I saw something like this, I would come out against the Republicans. No one is safe when they can persecute a group like this. This is how history works. In fact, what's the famous quote by the preacher in England when they came for the workers? I wasn't a worker. When they came for the socialists, I wasn't a socialist. When they came for the Jews, I wasn't a socialist. You know, when they came for the Catholics, I wasn't a Catholic. When they came for me, there was nobody left there to stand up for me. You know, to paraphrase that famous quote, that's where all this is going. This is so incredible. I have trouble believing it's even moving this fast. So that is coming up, along with Obama announcing he's basically a dictator. George Soros is over at the Davos meeting, and Soros and Libs have been meeting with John McCain over there. And they say cutting off the NSA will imperil cherished New Deal. And it says, beware of libertarians bearing gifts, a new way to curb the NSA as a Trojan horse for destroying the New Deal. That's right. We need to have total lawless spying or it'll destroy the wonderful communism that's wrecking the country and the socialism that the big billionaires are exempt from. Why does Warren Buffett lobby tens of millions a year on record, paying for news shows, paying for full-page ads, lobbying Congress to raise taxes on the middle class? Because he's the biggest recipient of banker bailout money and corporate welfare in the nation. The biggest individual person. He got $45 billion in 2008 of bailout money alone. His company's $400 billion of it. Look it up. It's in McClatchy, AP, Reuters. Just type in Warren Buffett, biggest recipient of bailout. And he's the biggest person lobbying. If you make $100,000 a year, folks, he wants your money. Because he's a disgusting pirate. But he's liberal and hangs out with Obama. So it makes it okay. And in almost every photo op, he eats an ice cream. They go, look, I'm a harmless old man. I wonder if could you walk in a bank with a machine gun and say, put all the money in the bag or you're dead, but have an ice cream cone? And then if you were licking it, it would make it okay? I think it probably would. If the cops showed up and said, come out, you know, and they had the bullhorn, come out or we're going to fire tear gas, and you just go, ice cream cone. And just like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the first one, when he's running through the jungle and the bad guy gets the idol and holds it up to the natives and they all bow down, you just hold up an ice cream cone or hold up a puppy or say you're liberal or call someone racist or, you know, have Obama be supposedly half black. And so it's okay. You know, he's half black, so you got to let him do whatever he wants. I'm not joking about Warren Buffett. Type in Warren Buffett into Google, click images. Most of them are him eating an ice cream cone. Hundreds of photos. In fact, it's worse than that. It's got to be thousands. I've done a whole report on it 2 years ago, just showing thousands of the photos, whole screenshots of just full pages of the photos of him with ice cream cones. I mean, this is a complete joke, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, if Hitler wore a pink uniform and ate ice cream cones constantly, we would all be speaking German right now. I'm serious. I'm serious, folks. That's why they act like liberals and prance around going, liberal. There's nothing liberal about them. They're savage beasts, savage, rapacious, piratical enemies. So that's coming up. Also, swarms of drones could be next frontier in emergency response. NBC News to watch farmers and others for the environment. Oh, and guess what? There's been a decade-long secret program they're now admitting. Oh, remember us being discredited telling you that 3 years ago? And remember what I told you more than a decade ago? It's in the Washington Post today. Here it is. Isn't it just sweet? Blimp-like surveillance craft set to deploy over Maryland. Heighten privacy concerns. The Army's going to launch giant drones to look out for cruise missiles. Sure, like the radar wouldn't pick those up. This is pure surveillance. And they said, I first learned of this in 1992, watching Alexander Haig's NewsHour he had on cable, where he said they're going to have all the telecommunications on blimps and surveil everyone with ground-penetrating radar looking through your houses. This was on cable in Austin. I would get home after I went to the gym at like 6 o'clock every night. I'd watch C-SPAN or that before I went out with friends, you know, and played basketball or pool or took the ladies out. And I was just into politics, and I would watch him just admit the whole world government. He came on five nights a week. You can look it up. In fact, somebody ought to find the archives of those Alexander Haig shows, because it was really good news, and he's really evil. And he would sit there just for like an hour and talk to a few guests and go, "Hello, I'm former General Alexander Haig, former head of the National Security Council, and we're going to discuss the deployment of blimps over every major city and my company." And he would just go over it all. And then I would tell people that they've had national news stories making fun of me. They've had a bunch of them. I think one of them was 2020. One was Nightline. It was MSNBC. He thinks they've launched big blimps to watch you. Yeah, at 130,000 feet in the edge of space, they're flying around watching everybody. And I'm sorry, I'm informed. I mean, I'm sorry. I know what I'm talking about, okay? I mean, I told you 16, 17 years ago, the NSA was watching everything you do, mainly for economic data, to give it to select corporations to dominate the economy. Not for America, by the way. By the way, spying by our country is good against economic enemies if they're aggressive towards us. But when we do this domestically or to good people, we lose the soft power. We lose our good name. And that's happened a long time ago. We'll be right back.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Using six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time, 'cause at 5 o'clock they take me to the gallows pole.
The sands of time for the Republic.
The sands of time for me, are
when the due process goes out the window, you can kiss everything. Prosperity, you name it, goodbye. America thinks liberty is funny and a joke. A lot of Americans could care less about due process and our republic. Well, you're going to lose everything now. A gangster culture, everybody acts like thugs and thinks they're cool and tough and is too lazy to get involved in society. Overrun by criminals at every level. By the way, I mentioned former General Alexander Haig and the Blimp Plan, and the guy's search engine, what I talked about, August 4th, 1997, a bid by former Secretary of State Alexander M. Haig Jr. and others to build a global communications network with 250 blimps has gotten a boost from federal regulators who have agreed to set aside airwaves that could be used by the ambitious venture. This then went black budget, folks, and has been in the air that I know of at least 15 years. And is now going to go with repeater blimps down lower. And remember how many times you've heard me talk about this and heard national news say I was insane. They had ABC News up in Utah about 4 years ago say, is it a blimp or a UFO? And showed the big giant blimps with propellers up at over 100,000 feet and said, must be a UFO because there's no secret blimps. There's no NSA. There's no fluoride in the water. There's no GMO in the food. And the cancer rates are exploding, but that's a good thing. And the government loves you and the government cares about you. Now, let's shift gears into the big news that I was just mentioning here earlier. Let's talk about that. Here's the story up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Obama launches chilling purge against political enemies. The political persecution of former Virginia Governor Robert F. McDonald and conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza for alleged and comparatively minor infractions are part of an accelerating purge being led by the Obama administration in the run-up to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential bid. Throughout history, every culture has had maxims in law denouncing and banning, by the way, the openly corrupt sitting in judgment. The Obama Justice Department is openly launching a Night of the Long Knife-style purge of the political enemies that should send chills up the spine of all Americans. Now, notice the media, the controlled media that won't criticize Benghazi, that won't criticize Solyndra, who won't criticize no-bid contracts, who won't criticize Obama getting a third of his money from foreign donors openly, illegally, and open bundling of tens of millions of dollars and then tiny little fines. Obama does stuff literally 10-plus thousand times bigger than this, on purpose, openly, and gets, oh, you got to pay 1% of that money back. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Not even a slap on the wrist. It's more like rubbing some cream on the wrist or something. Okay, this I could go on and on and on and on and on and on. I mean, look at John Corzine. Took $2 billion out of private accounts of banks that his company bought up. He was the former head of Goldman Sachs, former governor of New Jersey. But because he was an inside guy at MF Global, he got away with all that. Took him years to only pay back a fraction of it. And it goes on and on and on. Oh, and there's going to be no charges or even an investigation into the IRS persecuting the Tea Party, gun owner groups, Second Amendment organizations, pro-life groups. Remember all that? And by the way, they're in the news now doing it again. Why not? Because if you don't get in trouble, the sky's the limit. People go, well, this is just politics as usual. Both parties attack each other. No, they don't. Look at Tom DeLay for 5 years persecuted for stuff totally legal. And now the local politicians here in Austin and the people involved in that had to step down quietly. And then he got part of his name back. But this is the type of stuff they do. That's what I've been told by election lawyers, is that if you are a libertarian or a patriot and are not corrupt, they can find literal white glove inspection garbage on you and send you to prison the way the election laws are written. But if you're a wide open gangster who has corporations paying for his houses that he had in other people's names totally illegally from campaign donors in Chicago, you know about it all. It goes on and on. These are the Clintons that make a $1,000 investment in cattle futures and, get hundreds of thousands back. It is wall-to-wall corruption. The Democratic Party is a group of gangsters that use every dirty tactic they can. Remember, the Democratic Party until the 50s and 60s was the party of the Ku Klux Klan. They couldn't beat Republicans and returning veterans, and the Republican leader, of course, being Martin Luther King, who was also pro-gun. You should look that up if you didn't know it. And that's on record, by the way. And so they just shot him, of course. But the larger in RFK and JFK, because they weren't playing along with the old Klan-run Democratic Party as well, like Senator Byrd, who just died a few years ago, was a Grand Dragon. But that's okay, because Arnold Schwarzenegger could be a Nazi and a son of an SS officer. As long as he's anti-gun, pro-open border, it's okay. If you're not a Nazi, though, they call you one. Obama came out last week and said, it's racist that people are criticizing him and he has a low approval rating. There's no intellectual debate here. It's just weaponized. So the Democrats looked at the demographics and they couldn't win. And so they shifted over. Eisenhower really scared him when he left office in 61. He was so popular with black people. The Civil Rights Act got passed for Republicans, and they flipped out, and the memoirs have been written about LBJ and all the rest of them. And I'm not going to quote what he said, but you can look it up. Just look up what LBJ said about black people and the Great Society and the rest of it. And it was a way to control folks. It was a way to get people back on the plantation, and they have, big time. Big time. And they are race baiting all the way. And they want to bring in 30 million more illegals on top of the 30 million that are here, who will then do whatever the Democratic Party says and vote illegally on record and get driver's license on record all over the country and vote to take our private property, our guns, everything. And the Republican leadership is for it because they're bought and paid for by the same interest. But the Democrats are running the show. Dinesh D'Souza, an immigrant, an American citizen, whose movie made $45 million, the second highest grossing documentary ever, despite a controlled dinosaur media blackout, was about unifying all races, colors, and creeds around the Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process, Bill of Rights, free market. He has a new movie coming out called America that's set to be bigger, that has the producers and people that were involved in Schindler's List. It's got the system really scared that mainline conservatism could reverse the absolute reign of siege in Hollywood that I was talking about Thursday before this broke with former Congressman Bob Barr. How it turns out conservatives and libertarians make up a 1,500-member secret organization because they'll be persecuted in Los Angeles and be given no work. Take James Woods saying he'll never work again for criticizing tyranny. Take all these people. The list are countless. It takes so much courage for just a liberty lover, like a Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins on this show, to go public, or Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, countless others, and they get persecuted, folks, when they do this. So now, over $20,000 given to his college best friend, something Obama does routinely, he's now been arrested, and so has the governor, and they both pled not guilty. I'm going to break down how big a deal this is and how it's a purge starting when we come back. This is all for Hillary, to pave the way for her.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I have been absolutely crazed since I learned this news Thursday night. And again, I'm not bragging. I want you to know that I'm concerned and I know what I'm talking about. I had former Congressman Bob Barr on, who's in the lead running for his district that goes into Atlanta. He is like Ron Paul. He's like Ted Cruz, Rand Paul. He's the guy that first exposed the NSA back in the mid-90s, former CIA, high-level operative and controller. And he basically concurs with my analysis of what we're facing as a takeover by corporate interests that are not free market, using the government to use the American system and empire to take over the world while we go bankrupt. We're being used up like rocket boosters on the space shuttle. And I don't like that. Number one, I don't like being part of an immoral operation. Number two, I really don't like it destroying the country. And believe me, we're being destroyed, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean, I am literally angry right now. I mean, I have not felt like this since I was like 18 years old. I mean, the guys were just witnessing during the break. I mean, I am seriously in absolute battle mode right now. And I'm telling you, something big's about to happen. I've been telling you for months, ladies and gentlemen, I got a bad feeling. And it's all this stuff happening, but there's something else. I think it's going to be a false flag, a staged terror attack blamed on libertarians and conservatives. And I think they're going to go for everything, because the collectivists, the criminals, the communists, the socialists, the people that control that, the corporate interests that are authoritarian and basically criminal in nature, not free market, they're anti-Renaissance. All their white papers say they need giant catalyzing terror attacks to be able to take over domestically. And we've quoted those in the Financial Times of London, you name it. And now they know the pendulum worldwide is swinging against collectivism and against socialism and against all these gangs that these big city corrupt systems create. So they're basically cornered rats right now. And that's why if I was Robbie the Robot, I'd be saying danger, Will Robinson, because we're winning right now. But the enemy has a lot of tools up their sleeve. They can see us peacefully, politically, winning on the fake global warming and the carbon taxes, on the open borders, on the restrictions on the Second Amendment, on trying to launch wars in Syria to be Al-Qaeda's air force, and these corporate interests using the Pentagon and NATO as a system to stir stuff up. Mainline libertarians and Republicans are now saying, look, we can't start wars just so defense contractors can make money. There's an awakening that we need to salvage the republic and even salvage the empire, what's left of it, so that the world doesn't descend into chaos with the Chi-Coms running things. I mean, this is serious, ladies and gentlemen. We can't just cut off the empire today. Stuff will really blow up. It's got to be phased out immediately. We do not want this thing to come crashing down like the Soviet Union, as most analysts think it will, because we're going to be left with all the Homeland Security wreckage and all these bureaucracies that are going to literally eat us alive. When they don't have the world to feed on, oh, Katie bar the door. We've already been the blood supply to grow these metastasizing globalist tumors. In our name, in the American Empire's name, as they dissolve the old republic. And I try to come in here and be calm, but man, I am just absolutely on edge right now. Absolutely on edge. I mean, let me just read you some of this, some of these headlines. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza is an ordained, you know, theologian, no criminal record, top of his class. Standard bundling is to get all your friends to give to somebody. And a lot of the friends work for him. Yeah, the guy is a big filmmaker and best-selling author. And it's standard procedure. The Democrats have been caught by the Veritas Project, or Project Veritas, in Battleground, Texas, and other places on tape saying, yeah, we vote hundreds of times. Yeah, we register the illegals to vote. Yeah, we bundle money to give. No one gets in trouble. But then Dinesh D'Souza goes, and in one case, because it's his best friend from college, raises her $20,000 off five donors. That's what you do in campaign operations. That's standard. They tried to put Tom DeLay in jail for it. They were unable to. What do you think the PACs do? What do you think George Soros giving hundreds of millions a year, or Bloomberg giving hundreds of millions a year to anti-gun causes? I said he spent $50 million of his own money. That was in his first campaign. The next campaign, I looked it up, over $90 million. I show people that. Type in, how much did Bloomberg spend on campaign? I think it was $92 million. The point is, they can do all this, but you can't give $20,000 to somebody trying to beat the Democrat that was taking Hillary Clinton's seat. I mean, I looked up the Virginia governor, and the stuff he did is maybe an ethics concern. That is standard procedure. that on the governor's amount of money you can't live, and they went and had some guy that wanted him to pitch his supplements because this governor was a sports enthusiast. And he said, yeah, I'll tell folks how much I like your supplements. That's standard endorsement. And sure, a governor probably shouldn't be doing it, but all these Democratic governors do it. And they don't get in trouble because it's a gray area. And I'm an anti-corruption guy, but let me tell you something. You don't put somebody in jail for jaywalking and then let, you know, somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer go free. Or Mr. Helter Skelter himself. You don't do that. You don't let Charles Manson walk free while sending somebody to the hooscow because they got caught smoking cigarettes out behind the barn. I mean, that's basically what this is. D'Souza didn't do anything. The governor was so paranoid when good guys start doing bad things, he incriminated himself by thinking it was bad, if you believe the Democratic Party operative chef. Which I don't. I mean, let me tell you, I'm in the media, and I'm a libertarian patriot. I have experienced lying you wouldn't believe by operatives, folks. I mean, we let Democratic Party operatives in this office before, not knowing they were operatives, and they ran off and make stuff up. That's why we have surveillance cameras inside. Thank God. I mean, you would not believe the stuff people make up, so I know what this is like. And let me tell you, if you're a patriot and you've got domestic help, you better watch your butt. They will make stuff up. People are forced to sign non-disclosures, not so they don't expose the bad stuff you're doing, so they don't use the fact that you let them into your life to then go make stuff up and project onto that relationship whatever lies they want. That's how scum gets ahead in the world. And the governor has pled not guilty. Dinesh D'Souza has pled not guilty. Now, why are they both so important? Well, number one, he was the main front runner against Hillary. Notice who the other big front runner was, Chris Christie, who cozied up to Obama. Didn't matter, they're calling it as big as Watergate over that bridge. And of course, Christie's a thug and a pig and an open borders, anti-gun, trash. Compared to Hillary, he's an angel cake. He's being destroyed. This other governor, McDonald, really good guy compared to these Democratic operatives. I mean, he's about as clean as you're going to get at that level. All right? Then you've got Dinesh D'Souza, completely clean his whole life. Tried to get his best friend from college into the Senate and did standard procedure that is openly legal when Democrats do it. I mean, folks, a third, look it up, a third of Obama's money came from foreign IP addresses and there was no investigation by the attorney general who covered up Fast and Furious. He ran, even though he got caught lying, shipping guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, Solandra. I mean, the list just goes on and on. I mean, they're protecting John Corzine. They're protecting the IRS, persecuting people. I mean, listen, Nixon had to step down and the impeachment began over 120-something people on a list, folks. They targeted Fox News, the Associated Press. It came out in the news 4 years ago. I am on the White House enemies list. Then it came out later that I indeed am. And let me tell you, it's fun having the bureaucrats show up here every few weeks. I just tell them flat out, you know, you go ahead and try to dig something up. I've done nothing knowingly, and they never find anything. But let me just tell you, this country is screwed. FBI, ATF, state police, Secret Service, they've all been here over and over again. Okay? With white gloves, ladies and gentlemen. I never even talk about this on air. I know what scum these people are. I know who they are. They are criminal mafia running the Justice Department. And if you don't think that's scary, you're fools. And a lot of you out there are like, well, I better shut up. No, no, no. The answer to this type of bullying is to stand up to them. You better be scared of them winning and nobody standing up to them. The truth is they're doing all this because they're scared. Because Dinesh D'Souza, those two governors could have brought down Hillary. Not that they're perfect. And now Dinesh D'Souza, whose film's coming out in the summer on July 4th to deprogram the left out of their race-baiting garbage. Oh, man, they're trying to stop the production right now.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply
by yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Back Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Infowars.com. And you've got to understand, it's not just a filmmaker with no criminal record who, I looked at the campaign laws, they might get him if they can prove that he lied to the FBI, but they can't get him over the donations. And then Obama does stuff thousands of times worse and doesn't get in trouble. That doesn't hold water. This is Obama's Justice Department. We now learned for a year behind the scenes harassing Dinesh D'Souza, who's met with him a whole bunch of times, and they're probably taking one statement he made and claiming it was not true. I mean, I had the FBI calling up here right before Obama deception came out in March of 2009. Obama had been in office 2 months. They were calling different employees asking about the Obama deception from the San Francisco field office. And then they showed up here with a subpoena claiming it was about somebody making threatening comments on the internet, but it was really a fishing expedition. And I told them that. And they came here with an Austin cop who brought them. And again, the average FBI person, they're never bad. They're really not. They're just here as errand boys to try to find something. And I said, look, I'm not talking to you. I've done nothing wrong. I don't know what you're trying to get me to say. You're not even saying why you're really here. Get what you're here with the subpoena and get out of here. And that's how it works. What do you say to the police? Nothing. What's the second thing you say to the police? Nothing. What's the third thing you say? Nothing. What's the fourth thing? Nothing. What's the fifth thing? Nothing. What's the sixth thing? Nothing. And why? Because I've done nothing wrong. This government's known to be criminal up one side and down the other. I'm done talking to the government. I'm done. The cop was running through my yard saying, you see a guy run through here? I'd say, yeah, right there. But that's a beat cop. I'm not talking to anybody. So you can talk to me 1 month and a month later, my memory's a little different, and you twist it and charge me. That's what they're doing to Dinesh D'Souza, who made the second highest grossing documentary ever about bringing the left and right together around free market, around the Bill of Rights and Constitution, selling minorities who are really the majority on being part of the American dream, and showing them statistically that socialism, collectivism creates a living hell. That's why that film was so wholesome. That's why I had Dinesh D'Souza on multiple times to promote his film. By the way, I've gotten so busy with the new website designs that we're almost got done and the new studio and a bunch of TV stuff and a bunch of upgrades that, you know, I just keep getting behind on Obama Deception 2, and I was going to put it out late last year. I'm still adding to it. Stuff keeps happening. Now is time. I'm going to put it out. I'm going to speak at Oxford in the middle of March as well, but we'll try to shoot for late March. Maybe April, I don't know, to really chronicle. And the film is about, and I've been making it for 2 years, that if we don't impeach Obama, he will try to set the precedent for dictatorship in America and will start persecuting his political enemies openly by arresting them. I said if the IRS harasses people and the NSA harasses the Associated Press and Fox News, and I'm on an enemies list and Matt Drudge's on an enemies list and World End Daily's on an enemies list, and you know I get followed by cars and I get death threatened by people that are listening to the phone. This hasn't happened in a while, but it's happened under Obama's watch, where they let you know they've been listening, and it's like, wow, you really are a coward. You really want to live in the Soviet Union. You really want to live in North Korea. That's how real it is. And people better just get this through their head, that now that they've gotten away with all this, next they're going to go for everything. And if people put up with it, I mean, the Republican leadership said 2 weeks ago, you know what, you decide to do what the NSA that's openly illegal. And you decide to do what you want on Obamacare, because the Republican leadership helped write it and is fighting the Tea Party. And you decide what to do on the power plants, and you decide what to do on the open borders, and you decide here. We'll just get, he's told Congress, you legalize the 30 million illegals. They say it's 11 in the news, it's 30, including aggravated felons, or I'll just do it on my own. He already legalized several million illegals last year. Totally illegally. Let me explain this again. The president is an executive who executes what the board of directors, the Congress, tells him. And the referees are the courts. Or the president's the quarterback commanding the troops. And then you've got the referees that are the courts. And then you've got the coaches and the coaching staff that are the Congress. And they call the shots, folks. That's the Constitution. Go read it. First, it's co-equal. It was never co-equal. Congress is in charge. Go read the Founding Papers. Go read the Federalist Papers. It's Congress, the courts, then El Presidente. Because you want to keep a president on a very short leash, ladies and gentlemen, because every other country, they saw presidents or new prime ministers try to become dictators. And whether you think they were good or they were bad, you would get a lot of people who just tried to set themselves up as king again, like Oliver Cromwell, Lord High Protector. And the point is that people end up just getting Lord High Protectors, whether you think they're good or bad, whether you think Napoleon Bonaparte was good or bad. The point is, the man on the white horse comes. Napoleon rode a white horse. That's why you hear that saying. And we're here again. Do you understand that? I mean, look at the news today. I've got news coming up in the next hour I haven't even hit yet, where I told you Bank of America, Wells Fargo, JPMorgan Chase, HSBC. They're all announcing you're not going to be able to get cash out. They're all announcing they're not going to let you deposit cash. They're all announcing they're not going to let you do foreign wire transfers. That has a name. It's called, wait for it, currency controls. And if you're a new listener or you're somebody that plays the stock market and you think you're real savvy and you're not, folks, every switch they throw to bring in a tyranny, they're flipping the last ones. Hundreds of switches have been thrown. Everything is prepared. BBC reports HSBC imposes restrictions on large cash withdrawals. We're talking $3,000. And BBC went in and confirmed, you go in and try to get $10,000, they go, nope. $5,000, they go, nope. $3,000, okay, maybe. And they say, we want to know where you're spending it, as if cash is illegal. This is after-tax cash in the bank they're saying you can't get out. And the police have been taught all over the U.S. that if you're caught with $1,000, it's illegal. How many squad car videos are on YouTube where they go, you got $1,000 in here, where'd you get that? I'm going to test this, and if I find drugs, they know almost all money has drugs on it. And then they use that with some kangaroo judge. Let's see if we can get us a verdict in here. We're going to take your car, too. You in New Mexico, this was the case last year, you're not going to let us keep your cash? We're going to keep you in solitary confinement without trial? 2 years. I mean, you really want to turn loose every thug to be a criminal in a uniform or behind a judge's station? And I'm not saying all the judges are bad. I'm not saying all the police are bad. You better stand up. You better speak out. You better be the light in the world, because this isn't a joke. And again, the good news is I hear talk radio. I don't care if it's the biggest conservative host in this country, the biggest libertarians, the local host I listen to every week, that do a really good job on 590 AM, Sergeant Sam, and of course, people like Mark Caesar. I'm just mentioning a local group. I mean, even the liberal on the show, who's on with those, Clemens is now backing off, freaking out. Yes, you're supposed to freak. I listen to local San Antonio, local Dallas, local Houston. They're all starting to freak out. I go on Democrat shows on CNN Radio in Dallas. They're freaking out. I go on, you name it, folks. People, this is real. This is real. Okay? Tyranny comes in lots of outfits. It doesn't come like Joe Stalin and Hitler 60, 70 years later. It comes through high-tech bureaucracy and Barack Obama. Look at these headlines. Obama launches purge against political enemies. So huge. There's the video. And we have the clip of Bob Barr. We're going to play in the next hour. He was on Thursday, 6 hours before the Dinesh D'Souza situation broke. I had already been told by sources that they're preparing hundreds of indictments against talk show hosts, filmmakers, you name it. That's why I was freaking out. And I told him, it's a 30-minute interview or 40-minute interview. We're going to play a short clip where he talks about impeachment. I said, you have a lot of courage. They could blow your airplane up. And off-air, he said I was right. And on-air, he basically agreed with it. But that's coming up, a short clip of that in the next hour. But it's red-linked in the article up on Infowars.com. Obama launches chilling purge against political enemies. We're going to have to do what Ted Cruz did 2 weeks ago, where he said Obama is dangerous and frightening and is becoming a dictator. You've got to call it like it is, or they normalize the takeover and then Katie bar the door. Oh, look, here's the news today, dovetailing with ours, Bloomberg. D'Souza pleads not guilty to U.S. campaign donor violations. Governor pleads not guilty. They're totally not guilty. Now let's move on here. Homeland Security Secretary, illegals have earned right to be citizens. We'll legalize them all by fiat. Bloomberg, Obama's plan to use executive action triggers criticism. It should trigger arrest. White House warns Obama could go around Congress. AP, they're just testing to see if we'll go along with it. Obama, to anyone out there who's ever been assaulted, I've got your back. I'm going to talk about that in the next hour. House Republicans to offer broad immigration plan, caving into Obama because the same people pay him off. But the Tea Party won't sell out, so the Republican and Democratic leadership are on record pooling all their money with the big national associations and all the fake Republican groups to gut them. And once the Tea Party falls, folks, they are going to loot everything and economically bankrupt us for control. If you want to save your future, your pension funds, and your children, now's the time to act. This isn't coming in the future. It's happening now. A military takeover of America run by foreigners that hate our guts. Second hour coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.